This is Anne McCubbin, here to talk with Gordon Neal about the Best Value Progress Report on Shetland Islands Council. Hello, Gordon. So, Gordon, what did your progress report find?
Well, the weather hasn't got any better, but the Council have taken our report seriously. Each of the main issues in the report's been addressed, but in most cases the action's been fairly slow. The changes have only been made recently. So really it's too early for us to say that the changes are fully embedded and that the Council really has changed in the way it does its business.
How's this Council doing compared to others?
Well, formally we don't compare councils, but I think it'd be fair to say that Shetland, when we did the initial report, was well behind the game in terms of best value management arrangements. But I would say it's now starting to catch up.
Your report says there are concerns about the Council's financial sustainability, but Shetland's known for being relatively wealthy because of the money the oil companies put in, so why the concern?
Well, that's true. Shetland is wealthy. It's got £300 million of reserves. But in some ways, being wealthy brings its own problems. It makes it more difficult for people to prioritise, to focus on what's important and make the hard decisions. So basically, the Council's got into some bad habits over the years. There's a never-ending wish list of capital projects that everybody wants to do. And it's got used to very high levels of service. The problem is that the additional income that's been coming from North Sea Oil is starting to go into long-term decline. The Council's now having to make some tough decisions. It's used its reserves to subsidise its revenue expenditure, and this can't go on indefinitely. If it does, they'll just run out of reserves and then they'll have to make even more dramatic cuts in their services. The Council themselves have realised this is an issue and they're starting to take issue. For example, they've prioritised their capital programme and this year they've initiated a series of service cuts. But it's early days, and in fact the projected budget for this year sees an increase in the use of reserves compared with last year. So there's still a long way to go.
Council's arrangements with the trusts are also mentioned in the report. What's the problem here?
Part of the problem is it's very complex. There's a lot of different trusts and different relationships with the Council. The main trust is the Shetland Charitable Trust. It has assets of about £300 million. So we're talking about a large, significant organisation. And the Charitable Trust carries out or provides services that normally might be seen as part of a council's core activities, providing care homes, for example, or sports facilities, or subsidising cultural initiatives throughout Shetland. So there's an issue about coordinating the activities between the council and the trust to make sure they're not doing the same things. There's an issue about prioritising how they're using that pool of public sector money in the widest sense. There's also the issue about the clarity of the relationship between the council and the trusts. At times it's difficult to tell who's who. For example, the trust general managers now sit on the council's corporate management team. Very unusual situation. And as you would expect, we've got that issue about following the public pound as well, with the council handing over some of its funds to trusts to carry out activities. Also in the media, I told you this was complex. There's an issue about state aid. Shetland is very different, it's very remote, and the council and the trust are interested in supporting and trying to develop the local economy. That brings its own problems. We've had a fair bit of media controversy in early years about salmon farming, recently about the Smirrow Line Ferry Company, with public sector bodies, for perfectly good reasons, trying to support local economic development, but leaving themselves open to accusations of interfering in the free market.
So what happens next?
The external auditors will be due to monitor how the council does, and they will be providing some follow-up reports.
Thanks very much, Gordon.